It's not even midnight, and you're already drunk as I don't know. This year wasn't easy. 365 days full of toad shows. Am I supposed to sheepskin twist aside? Welcome to the Gentleman Casual Podcast. I'm hoping this is going to be the first of many. Very much in line with the blog and what that's all about. We're going to be focusing on men's style, men's fashion, men's culture, casual culture. I'm going to be talking to friends, colleagues, people of interest really in those areas, and hopefully talking about some other stuff I enjoy as well. So that might be sport, gambling, and maybe at times having a look at masculinity and what that means, or what it means to be a man in this modern day era. So for this first one, I thought it'd be good to get a female perspective on men's style. So I sat down with my good friend Anna, who's a very stylish person herself, and she also runs an exclusive Facebook group called Style Squad. So this is us having a bit of a chat about men's fashion and men's style. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, so talking a bit about men's fashion then, obviously because that's what I concentrate on mainly. Just before we started recording, you were saying men's fashion is completely different, isn't it, I guess, to women's in terms of how people approach it. There's less, I suppose, to work with. In some ways, there's less to talk about. You were saying that you feel like it's quite classic stuff that just stays.
Mm. I mean, you think of men that are fashionable. Yeah. Like, which like men do you think? Obviously, Brad Pitt's in the news a lot.
I think he's quite... Do you see him as being fashionable as such, though?
No.
You probably pick out David Beckham, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And he maybe doesn't stay quite so safe, but then a lot of it is he does a really good, you know, he looks good in all sorts, but he looks good, you know, really good suit.
But it is like
white t-shirts, decent jeans.
Yeah. I guess it's not about the body, isn't it? Like the physique of how the clothes like hang on him.
Yeah.
How he can wear like a nice pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
Is there anyone that you think maybe you wouldn't auto, you know, maybe hasn't got a great physique, or you wouldn't automatically think as being very stylish, which he does kind of put it off?
I don't know. I was just thinking when you were asking questions before about sort of how men wear fashion, and thinking of like Jared Leto in that pea green Gucci suit that he wore to the Suicide Squad premiere. I mean, I loved Jared Leto, loved him for years and years. I don't know, I think of him in the past as particularly trendy, but I think that's like a really out there thing to wear. Like, you don't really see men doing that.
No.
And I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I was stood next to him, if I would think it was as cool, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. It's that different, it's that thing, isn't it? If you're doing it, if you wore that out for dinner or whatever, you'd probably, you know.
Also, I don't know, as your date, whether you want them to kind of outdo you in the outfit stakes, I don't know.
No, I think, in my opinion, I think it is a lot about being, it's not necessarily about being staying safe, but it's about...
It's dressing for your shape, your style, knowing what looks good on you.
Classic stuff does look good, you know, good white t-shirts, nice kind of loop back sort of cotton grey sweatshirts, that kind of stuff, good jeans. Suits obviously fit well. I suppose there's certain spheres in there. I mean, you look at like more, I suppose, urban street fashion. Mm. So like some of the stuff like Kanye West is doing.
Mm.
I mean, I just would never wear that sort of stuff in a million years. But that is seen, it is, I guess it's, you know, it's in, isn't it? It's trendy or whatever.
That's what I was thinking of, like men that I think are cool. And obviously, people like Kurt Cobain had like a really cool look.
Yeah, then. That kind of grunge look.
Yeah, which was like cool, and obviously the glasses he wore. And...
But it felt like he just, because at the time he wasn't, but now we look at that, I think it's a style, but at the time he was just completely off the wall.
Yeah.
I guess what made him really stylish is that he completely pulled it off, because he just didn't care, did he, and kind of...
I suppose you have like the whole like Mick Jagger look, which Harry Styles has taken on. That sort of look, which is quite cool. That's like jeans with like a fitted jacket, but it is still white t-shirt, I guess. But
yeah, I've never been too sure. It's like a jacket over with jeans. Yeah. I did it at uni, but over a t-shirt, which is awful.
I mean, that look is a tight jacket, isn't it, for those guys, which you could pull off being so skinny. It's like, you could pull that look off, but if you're any sort of bigger than that, like a jacket and jeans, I think, you know.
Black shoes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny that, like, talking about Kurt Cobain, because I saw something the day about how, and I think you sent me something, was it that top which was like covered in paint, that shirt?
Mm.
And I saw an article about why are people paying hundreds of pounds for clothes that look worn and old. People, as trainers and stuff that have got holes in, you know. And there is that, maybe that grunge thing, I guess, that's happening. But it is odd because you can just pull that off. You can pull that off.
Anyway,
investing.
This was a paint splattered shirt in Zara, which I saw, and I literally just laughed out loud when I saw it. I was like, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I saw someone at New York Fashion Week wearing it, that exact shirt. It's been in Look magazine like 2 weeks running. But yeah, I mean, I haven't seen anyone in the street wearing it, but it is literally a shirt covered in paint.
Yeah. I guess maybe it is a little bit of that. I don't know. Is the fashion world running out of ideas a little bit? I don't know. We all know everything comes back around.
I don't know if it's ever been in. But it's like we were looking before at Boohoo and Boohoo Man stuff, and they've got a lot of ripped things.
Mm.
Obviously, ripped jeans, again, are like a thing that happened once to one person and looked cool, and then everyone's trying to choose their own jeans.
I mean, I wouldn't wear ripped jeans now. At uni, when I was kind of in that indie sort of phase, I suppose. And also, everything looks a bit worse when you look back 10, 15 years.
I mean, but I do wear ripped jeans.
Yeah. I think that's different, isn't it? I don't know. Have they been in or out though, women, with ripped jeans? And it's just
They're still in. I mean, I think during the summer, certainly, the rips have got bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
The more ripped, the better. And I haven't gone for that full, like, distressed look. I've just gone for, like, the normal look.
Yeah.
But,
I think you can get away with it as a bloke if, I mean, I don't know, if you probably are in a band or you go for a real indie/rock kind of look, I suppose. Like, I'm tempted by it at the moment, but I've never bought a leather jacket.
Mm.
And I don't know why necessarily, but I just don't. I don't know. I don't see myself in that kind of. I think you might just end up looking like in Greece. Do you know what I mean?
It depends what leather jacket. I mean, like Bell Star, for example, they've got some really good jackets.
Well, yeah.
Which are leather.
But what, not that sort of classic black, quite, you know, zippy, lots of zips and stuff. And
it's obviously a greased look. Yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes leather jackets can be like midlife crisis, kind of.
Yeah. I'm not there yet. Yeah,
I think you could have like a fitted zip leather jacket, like a bomber jacket with a collar. I don't know what that's called.
Yeah.
But that sort of thing in leather.
Yeah, no, I can see that, I guess.
But not the whole zippy thing.
No, not the sort of stroke sort of look or whatever. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know, is there anything you see blokes wearing that you just think are any big no-nos? Or. A lot of it is about whether people can pull it off and what they feel comfortable in.
Definitely. I mean, I saw that Christopher Kane's done Crocs on the catwalk.
God.
Like jewelled Crocs. And that's obviously always going to be a topic of contention with people.
Is that not, do you reckon, just almost being really contrary though, going, I'm going to pick the worst? So I read something that hiking boots have been around for women as well.
But yeah, like a man in Crocs is obviously a massive turn off. I don't know, like men that wear to work, you know, like Mickey Mouse ties and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. I've always had a thing about, I don't know, short sleeve shirts. Well, short sleeve shirts with a tie are no-go. It's different, you know.
We interviewed somebody and he came in with that and he was just like,
jeans, jacket. And shoes, I find a bit Clarkson. Trying to think, because I've generally got loads of opinions on these sort of things, but
Converse.
Converse.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we were saying, you know, with men, it's much more of a classic look than a crazy out there look.
I mean, I think I also. I mean, I guess it's because I am really skinny, so I always think I think really skinny jeans. I've even got a pair that I used to wear that I now look at and think, man, it's a bit too spray on, almost. But I find it a bit. I don't think. I think baggy is always bad in any. Jeans or.
Yeah.
And it looks a little bit ill-fitting. You know, drainpipe dream. I don't know. I think you need trousers need to be tapered and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I think if you're a larger man, wearing skinny jeans isn't attractive at all.
No.
Anything where you can see a bulge isn't attractive.
No, I think yeah, we could all agree on that. Okay. I think that's probably about it.
So thank you there to Anna for being the first guest on the first ever Gentleman Casual podcast. Like I say, hoping it's going to be the first of many. Apologies if the sound quality wasn't fantastic. Going to be working on that as we do more and more. So yeah, look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks.